Hello.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. My name is Oscar. I'm calling from Research Associates. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. This will briefly just take 5 minutes of your time. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes.
Thank you. And let's see, are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Interested.
Are you very interested or just somewhat interested?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay, thank you. And my next question, do you define your racial classification as African-American black or white or Hispanic or Asian?
Black.
All right, thank you. And thinking about the condition of New Orleans public schools buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings.
A little satisfied.
All right, thank you. And my next question. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Okay, thank you. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all?
A lot of confidence.
All right, thank you. If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for, or probably vote for, or probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
I'll definitely vote for it.
All right, thank you. Now I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one reflects your views. The first one, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority, or because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Which one?
Repeat that.
Yes. Now I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority, or because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public schools. Public school buildings.
Property tax millage.
Okay, so the second one, is that what you're saying? The second one I read?
Yes.
Because of
yes.
the rise in the cost of homeowners. Okay, all right, thank you. And voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you would be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public schools facilities. Here's the first one. Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Do you find that strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
Influenced.
Now, influenced, would that be strongly influenced or somewhat influenced or influenced a little?
Strongly influenced.
Okay. This next one. Learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. Strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
Some influence.
Some influence, somewhat influence?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. Learning that this is a millage renewal and it will not increase your property taxes, does that strongly influence, somewhat influence, influenced a little, or not at all influence?
Strong influence.
Okay, thank you.
Property tax.
All right. And learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045, strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
Someone influenced.
Somewhat? All right.
Somewhat.
And, thank you. And learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
Strongly influenced.
All right, thank you. And learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
Strongly influenced.
All right, thank you. And the last one on this, learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city strongly influence, somewhat influence, influenced a little, or not at all influence?
Strongly influenced.
Okay, thank you. And I'm sorry, your answer for the last one was learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. How did you answer that? Strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
Strongly influenced.
Strongly influenced. Okay, thank you. I have recorded your answer. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public Schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Definitely vote for it.
All right, thank you. And as we conclude this survey, I just have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes only. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public school, or a teacher at a New Orleans public school, or a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school, or not affiliated with New Orleans public schools?
Grandparents.
I'm sorry?
I'm a grandparent with someone in the public schools.
A parent of a child enrolled in New Orleans public schools?
Yes.
Or, okay, let's see here. So you are involved in New Orleans public schools, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right, thank you. And the next one. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, between 18 and 30, between 31 and 49, between 50 to 60, or 61 and above?
61 and above.
All right, thank you. And stop me when you hear the last grade you completed, some high school or high school grad, or some college or trade school, or college grad, or graduate or professional school.
High school grad.
All right, thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
All right, thank you. And this, like I told you, was a very quick survey. So this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your participation, okay? And keep in mind your opinion.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Keep in mind your opinion is very important, okay? So thank you so much for participating. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.